Greetings, my creatures of the night, my wildlings, and welcome to a special Halloween edition of the Sean vs. Wild podcast. I am your host, Sean the Impaler Smith. Joining me today, I have Im from High Priestess, who will be reading the tarot. Find out for yourself the fate of your loyal host, and see what the future holds in store for him. If you're interested, check out the show notes below and book your appointment today. Im does the tarot readings via Skype, Facebook, telephone, or in person, so you can have your fortune told to you. But be careful how much you know. Also, today's podcast is sponsored by Audiophile Inc. If you have a t-shirt, a tank top, some track shorts, something that you have to have screen printed, Audiophile Inc. has you covered. Covered in blood. Simply go to audiophileinc.com and ask for Shane and tell him the Wild Man sent you. Get the best deal in town, no matter what town you're located in. Also, check out audibletrial.com/SeanVsWild and check out your free 30-day trial of Audible. Choose from over 180,000 audiobooks, including Mary Shelley's Frankenstein, Bram Stoker's Dracula, and of course the classic Stephanie Meyer's Twilight. AudibleTrial.com/SeanVsWild. Get your free 30 days today. Also, big thanks to Joe Brock for booping the dials, as he does each and every week. This week, from the afterlife. If you like what you hear, please like, share, and subscribe from beyond the grave. And give a 5-star holy water rating for the show. Guys, happy Halloween to all of the wildlings out there. Remember to be safe, to be smart, and of course, to be wild.
I'm so stoked that you decided to do this, because having a tarot reading is something that I've always wanted to do, and this is the first time I've ever gotten it done. So, Im, thank you very much for doing this.
Thank you for choosing me too.
Well, you know, I know you're a dealer in energy. You know what I'm saying? I know you've got a lot going on. You were telling me before we even started recording, you're working in palmistry and tea leaves and tarot and all this other sort of thing, and you got an awesome business called High Priestess.
Magical stuff, yeah.
Yes. So I wanted to support you. And this episode, Boys and Ghouls, as you guys know, is airing on Halloween, and we're recording it. We're actually recording it during the full blood moon. So
yeah.
I'm excited to see how that adds to the cards, adds to the ambiance here today.
Oh, it will. I guarantee 100% that it will.
So I appreciate everybody tuning in. Guys, this is a special Halloween edition of the Sean vs. Wild podcast. Joining me is Im from High Priestess, and she's going to be delivering a tarot reading for me and for your listening pleasure here today. Again, Im, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
And so let me start off the old convo here, because you said you have basically some tips or some knowledge, some background information to relay to me and the listener here before we even get started.
Yes, I do. And it's actually about the history of tarot, because more than actually almost every single, you know, literally every single one of my clients does not know the history of tarot. And so tarot dates back, the first known deck is from 1440. And it was first made as just a regular deck of playing cards. It had no metaphysics attached to it. It had no magical properties. It was just like a regular poker deck, right?
Right.
And it wasn't until some 200 years after that, someone realized that it was a good way to communicate energies. And it's a good tool for metaphysics. So I think that's pretty neat. There's a lot of stigma around, you know, like it was probably created by a cult or a bunch of witches pulled it forth from the ground, and that's not it at all. It was really just a deck of playing cards.
That's crazy. I didn't know that. Yeah, I always, you know, you always kind of hear about it used in some sort of, I don't know, like in an occult, esoteric, witch type, witchcraft type of stigma. Maybe that's why I have you on for a Halloween episode, because, you know, it does kind of buy into that. But I didn't know that, yeah, the first deck was just a deck of cards.
Yep, just a deck of cards. And it, the stigma around it isn't entirely wrong, because most people that practice metaphysics or magic or are witches or Wiccans tend to also be tarot readers or energy dealers too. So it's not entirely wrong. But the whole evil aspect of it is actually 100% wrong.
Gotcha.
There's no dark magic involved. There's no cult behavior involved in it at all.
Yeah, I haven't sacrificed a single animal today, so that's always good.
I'm so proud of you. I generally believe in, you know, do no harm to others. So I think that's pretty cool.
Perfect. Yeah, and I was telling you off tape. I always like to say off tape, like I'm podcasting from like a talk boy or something like that from Home Alone. But, you know, I was saying that I actually got my altar kind of set up here as well, even though we're doing this over the phone and we're several states away from each other. You know, I've got I've got my candles lit, and I've got my, you know, all my gear arranged just so. I've got some lighting here, some red lighting. So I feel like I'm in the zone. I'm ready to do this.
I'm so proud of you. I have to ask, so what scent is your candle?
What scent is it, you said?
Yeah.
It is a harvest spice candle.
Oh, you are so good.
So, it is a harvest spice candle just for the occasion. And then, you know, right outside my window, I can see the full moon. So, I think it's going to add to the ambiance. I think it's going to be pretty cool.
I think so, too. Just a little FYI, do you know why it's called a blood moon?
Why is it called the blood moon?
It's not because it's red. It's actually because this, in ancient times, this was the moon that signified it was time to start hunting and to start storing meat for winter survival. And so all the slaughter of livestock would happen right around this time, which is why it was called the blood moon.
Huh. Well, I didn't
Again,
know.
Again, it has nothing to do with magic or metaphysics.
Right. Well, yeah, I guess that makes sense, because I've heard of the harvest moon. So when it's time to harvest, and then the blood moon, I guess, when it's time to hunt.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. There's a lot of debunking. That's one of my favorite things to do, is debunking as far as magic goes and metaphysics goes. But there's more FYI for you and your listeners.
Yeah, and I'm so excited about having this on here, because I've been, you know, not like I've been interested, and some of my friends and I are interested in the, you know, things like chaos magic and sigil making and things like that in the past, you know, manifesting our realities, what have you. So it's kind of cool to be able to have a discussion about that, or, you know, a discussion based around that for the podcast today.
Well, and I love open minds. I like that you said manifesting. That's one of my favorite things to do, like day in and day out. But that could be a whole other show, trust me.
Exactly. Well, we'll have to have you back on, because it's something that I just find super interesting. And it's a way of, you know, I think chaos magic, sigil making, manifesting, what have you. Some people might say, man, that's, you know, that's ridiculous. But also, too, those same people might have read The Secret and been like, dude, the power of positive thinking or something like that. The exact same premise, yeah. The exact same thing. Thinking something,
yeah.
Picturing something, making it happen.
That's exactly what the exact same thing. It's all just wrapped up into one little word that has just get people run away when they hear the word manifesting, because again, it has such a bad stigma with it. And so these are taught power positive thinking. They're like, oh, you know.
Exactly. Well, we're going to put a pin in that today, guys, and we're going to see what we can manifest here in the cards, maybe, or what we can read. Who knows? So, Em, how do we get started? Take it away, buddy.
Okay. Well, I'm talking a little bit about the deck that I use. I use the Rider-Waite Tarot deck, which is one of the oldest deck art forms out there. There's many different versions, which all work well depending on the reader. I'm a huge fan of tradition and origins, and so I will forever and always use this specific deck. But the tarot deck itself has 78 cards, and they're divided into two sections. And so we have a major arcana and a minor arcana, and that will come into play as we start reading your cards. Major arcana cards tend to have more like a staying power. They're more solid cards. So those are the cards that are going to be sticking around for a while. So they might be just like innate behaviors or inherent traits about you, or things that are just constant in your world. Minor arcana cards are the ones that kind of, they're fleeting. They'll go in and out of your life just depending on situation. So just something to remember as we read your cards, okay? And then I'll gently remind you of those things as well.
Gotcha.
We're going to cover what tarot does not do.
Okay.
Okay, here's the debunking again. Tarot does not determine your future. It does not influence your future. It does not predict death. And the tarot can't tell us what to do or how to do it. Okay?
Gotcha.
And the reason why is because there are things that you've done already in your past, things that you've done today in your own life that have already influenced what your future is going to be. So the cards can't change all of that. Does that make sense? Like the cards just can't shift your entire world in a matter of 10 cards, right?
Right,
because
exactly.
It's already something like that. So what tarot does do is the same idea as tarotomancy and runes. They provide guidance to help us receive the best outcome in a situation. So whatever's going on in your world, and so I encourage people to get tarot readings often, because whatever's going on in your world, you may not be too clear about, right? Or you just need a little extra guidance, or just maybe some reassurance that what you're doing, you're on the right path, or maybe you've got some major changes coming up and you want to know if the mindset that you're in is a good one. So really, tarot is just a guide.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I'm down with that. I'm just taking it all in here.
Good. And on that note, before we do start, there are three cards that I have to cover with you.
Okay.
And they're the three cards that you will see if you ever see a tarot done in a movie or a TV show. These cards will always surface. And the first card is our death card, right?
Gotcha, yeah. That's the one I was most worried about going into it. I was like, man, I surely hope I don't get this tarot reading and it's just all about being dead.
And this is also why I'm bringing it up, because I knew that that was one of your concerns. So we're going to cover the death card in case it does show up. Now remember, manifestation, we bring forth the things that we think most about. So if you are worried really about this death card, there's a chance it may surface, and that's all on you, okay?
Gotcha. I'm not too terribly worried about it. It was mostly a humor, but you know what? It is in the back of my mind, guys. I'm not going to lie.
Okay. And it's okay, because in metaphysics, well, really, in actuality, death is not an end point, right? It's not a final thing. It's just a transition into something else. And so when we pull the death card, It just means, it just signifies an ending to something, but a transition into something else.
Right.
That's all that it does.
Gotcha.
The other card, there's two other cards. One of the other cards in each cover is the devil card.
I had a feeling it was going to be death and the devil. We're going to be the two. Well, two of the three anyway.
Now, the devil card does not mean that the character of the devil. It means the card itself stands for the ways that selfishness and greed and deceit make their way into our world, because those are all human characteristics, right? We've
right.
all felt it and acted upon it at some point in our life. And so really that's what the devil card represents. And so, and not again, like that, you know, the devil's in, you know, is in your world and is controlling everything. That's not it at all. It's just maybe something, you know, maybe jealousy is a little bit stronger than it usually is with you, or maybe you haven't been saying very nice words lately, things like that. So that's really what the devil card represents. It also represents grief, which is a very, like, it's just human nature to be greedy in so many ways. But it's not bad, right? It's
right.
not bad for us to want wealth for ourselves or to want good fortune for ourselves, to want a nice home or to want a nice car. Those are not bad things, but those things can be represented by the devil card. So if it comes up, now you know.
Gotcha. Okay. And what's the third card?
The third card is the Tower card. This one isn't as prominent in media.
Now, did you say the Tower card?
Yes.
Okay. Because that was actually the third card I was going to guess. If I had to guess, Death, Devil, and the Tower. But I was going to say Tower of Babel. Mm-hmm. Okay. I didn't know if that was a card or not, but I said Tower.
Did you do some research?
No, I haven't. But that's from a movie that I love. And those are the three cards that they draw right before somebody gets killed. So those are going to be my three guesses.
And this is exactly why every single reading I do, I always point out these cards. And they're all, when you actually look at the cards, they're very scary looking cards. So the Tower card, I'll give you a quick description, because again, you can't see it right in front of you, but the Tower card has a very tall tower. And it has a crown at the top of the tower with a lightning strike hitting the crown. And there's two people falling from the tower. And there's a bunch of jagged rocks at the bottom. Again, the card looks really scary. But when we look further into the story of the tower, is that the tower was actually their prison. And the lightning strike freed them from that prison, whatever it may be. In this case, it was a crown. So that implies like a hierarchy of some sort, right? Whether
right.
it be a boss and you're like restrained by finances, there's something over you that's imprisoning you. And the lightning strike is a very sudden freedom. And the card represents with the jagged rocks in the bottom is just that with whatever this sudden freedom of yours is, just to be cautious, right? To just, you know, progress, you know, take things slow and be very calculating in your actions. You know, because something, you know, if you have sudden freedom and you take advantage of it, someone or something might get hurt in the end. And that's really what the Tower card represents.
Okay. I'll keep an eye out for that
okay.
too. I think we got, phew.
Those are the three that I needed to tell you. So hopefully you're a little, not that you're worried too much to begin with, but hopefully you're a little less weary of those cards.
Hey, those are the three that I thought would be the ones that needed more description, the ones that you were going to talk about. So I'm glad that was a load off. So I'm glad that we got that cleared up. And yeah, I'm excited to see where this goes. Let's Wildlings, are you ready to join us here? M, should we shuffle the deck here? How do we proceed on this?
Well, the deck has already been shuffled because as we were talking, it was actually already picking up on your energy.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I always do this in the beginning of my readings is start to just get to know a person. But as air gets in between the cards, it picks up the energies around it. And so even though you're far from me, I'm acting as a conduit.
Gotcha.
And so I've already shuffled the deck. And I've already actually placed down our first two cards. I do need to explain the reading that we're doing, though, for you, there's many different spreads in tarot, some more covering lineage, and then some are more focused. But since this is your first reading, Sean, we're going to do what's called a Celtic cross reading. It's probably the oldest, one of the more traditional spreads because, again, it dates back far. And it does cover a lot of, it's more of past, present, and future. Okay?
Okay. All right.
So the first two cards is at the center of the heart of our Celtic cross. The first card I laid down represents you in your current state. No more, no less. Okay?
Okay.
The cross card, which is directly on top of it, and at cross, and now we have, like, literally as a symbol of the cross. The top card above that is a current is what's challenging you right now. So let's consider just your challenge card.
Okay.
Okay? This is a version of the Celtic cross. Again, there's many versions, so for your listeners, if you've had one before, or if you get one in the future, there are many variations, but that doesn't mean they're any less powerful, okay?
Okay.
So the next card I'm laying down is at the very top of our heart of our Celtic cross. And this is why this challenge has presented itself in your universe right now. Directly below these two is recent tasks. The recent task could be anything from like a week to 2 weeks, maybe even a month or so. Okay.
Okay.
One of the main things about the recent task is this really isn't a card that we can focus on too much because it's not anything that we can change or do something about, right?
It's in the past.
It's already been and gone. It's just good to know. It's kind of like a, you know, just something to store in your back pocket.
Just a little context here is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Okay, and so the next card I lay down is going to be just to the right of your querent card, which is your current state card. And this is just kind of a forward motion card. This is events that are happening currently that are going to get us to our next card, which is like not far into the future, but kind of like...
the not so distant future. So
exactly, yeah, exactly. Not so distant future. I like that. this could be happening tomorrow. It could happen in a couple days. But this isn't the end of our reading. So just to differentiate, there is an outcome card, which is the ultimate outcome. However, this is just one of those steps to get there. Okay.
Gotcha.
And so that actually makes us the heart of our Celtic cross. And this figuration right here is Sean at the center and his world surrounding him. And that's kind of how you're functioning right now.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Yeah. So the second part of our Celtic cross is called the staff. And at the base of our staff is you in your emotional state. Some people might be weary of that card, so...
that's okay.
This is why I told you the places are first. Directly above that is outside influences. This is another nice card because this is a card that we can't really do much about right now. We can't control other people's actions or behaviors or feelings, but it's good for us to know. It gives us a little insight.
It just gives us a gauge of maybe, what's going on around us.
Yes.
A social barometer, if you will.
Yes. But directly related to your universe.
Gotcha.
Okay. The card above that is hope and fear. Now, just something to remember that sometimes our hopes are the same as our fear. Something. Okay. That makes sense?
That makes sense. Yes. I think about that every day.
Okay. Sometimes the things that we want most, we're also very afraid to have. Because we might lose them or we might not know what to do with them. Things like that's where the hope and fears card may be a little confusing when you turn it over. But we will figure out why that card found its way to the top of the deck. Okay?
Okay.
The last card and the 10th card in the Celtic cross is our outcome card. And again, the tarot can't tell you what the future is going to be. Just if you continue on the path that you're doing right now, this is what potentially your outcome will be. And so once we flip over all these cards and we get through it, keep in mind that if you see something that you don't necessarily like or is less than desirable, you have absolute power to change that.
That's true.
And now you know, right? And now you know what is set forth and that now it's time to start reevaluating. If it's something you don't like, if it's something that's awesome, just keep going.
Right.
Okay?
This is just a gauge. Okay. Yeah, I can change what I don't like, keep what I like, and hopefully, bright future ahead of me.
Exactly, because you control your world.
I can. I am the master of my own destiny, bro, is what we're saying here.
Do you feel powerful right now? I hope you do.
I feel powerful. I feel excited, and I feel like I'm channeling all the wildlings out there listening to this. You know, even though you guys haven't heard it yet, you know, you've listened to the previous episodes. I'm channeling all that with me. I'm harnessing the energy. I'm sending it to the cards right now, whatever they may be. So I feel good. I feel very excited.
Good. All right. You ready?
Yes, I am ready.
Okay. First card is you in your current state, and it's the Ace of Wands.
And what does that mean?
So, and I'm going to do a little bit of describing of the card itself, and what a wand is in this sense. A wand is not a magical wand. A wand can be considered a rod or a stick, really. But it's not like a Harry Potter wand.
Gotcha.
Okay. Can you hear me still?
I can still hear you, yes.
Okay. So on the Ace of Wands, we see a hand coming out of clouds, hovering above the sky, holding a wand. And really what this stands for is creative force, enthusiasm, confidence and courage. So, and again, this is you in your current state, okay? So yeah. The Ace of Wands is a symbol of possibility in areas of creativity, excitement, adventure, courage, and personal power. And I think we actually honestly just talked about all of those things.
Yeah, we just did. Like I said, harnessing the power. And that is my current state. Like, podcast is going really well. I feel very confident in my life right now. So I'm in a good state. I think, we just talked about it right before you drew the card. So
I did. this card shows us that a seed of bold enthusiasm has been planted in your life, although you may not recognize it, but you do recognize it. And so that's really good that you do. And so really this, your current state right now is looks like a surge of optimism, and that is encouraging you to continue to act boldly or to do so if you haven't, right?
Gotcha.
And also remember that this is a card of creativity as well. So you can become, so under the influence of this card, so really where your universe is at right now, you can easily become a conduit for inspiration and invention. And I think specifically what this is pertaining to is what you just did not a moment ago, is you addressed your listeners and you talked about pulling energy, you know, for them, through them, from them, and that you actually more or less just said that you yourself were a conduit.
Hey, this is great. Maybe I can predict all the cards.
You've actually, the cards have already pulled. You've already pulled them.
That's
you
true.
Did this. I didn't do this.
Fantastic.
So in essence, you've already done it. I mean, you've predicted it, but your energy pulls forth these cards. So,
listeners,
does that make sense?
You heard it first, guys. This is, so far, we're doing pretty darn well as far as accuracy goes. So very stoked on that. Go ahead. Sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt.
Okay. So do you have any questions about that card?
No. I think we hit the nail on the head on that because I accidentally said it before we even got to it. So fantastic.
Okay. So now our cross card on that is your challenge card. And, oh, something I need to cover. Not that this card pertains to that specifically, but if a card presents itself upside down, this is something to know. Okay. It doesn't mean it's bad, okay? An upside down card simply means that it's just not at its full power yet. So that it's either on its way out of your universe or it's just coming into fruition.
Okay, so it's not black or white. It's more of a gray area.
Yeah, so it might be something that's just coming to be in your world, or it may be something that you've already experienced and it's already waning. You know, I use waxing and waning, you know.
Gotcha.
Stuff. But anyways, I use waxing and waning as good terms to describe upside down cards. You haven't had one yet, but if you do, I feel like there is actually maybe one or two in your spread right now. So I did want to give you that heads up.
Okay, just in case.
Okay, so your challenge card is the Four of Wands. Some key words on this card is celebration, freedom, and excitement. And this is a little difficult to decipher because you have to remember that this is a challenge for you somehow, okay? So when you were a child, do you ever remember that feeling you had when you saw your birthday cake, like, all lit up?
Well, of course. As a fat kid, right? I loved cake. These are some of my most vivid memories.
You're like, why are all these bloody candles on it? You're ruining the cake.
Exactly.
But that feeling specifically, or like you're waiting in line for a roller coaster, you know, it's like, it's almost like a very euphoric feeling, right?
Gotcha.
Like your heart's beating faster, your stomach is kind of in knots, but in a really good way. You're just super excited. In reading, the Four of Wands represents the events and experiences that generate excitement in that sense, that same feeling, right? Now, the experiences themselves vary from person to person, but the stirring feelings are the same. Sometimes these times arrive unexpectedly. So the Four of Wands can signal a surprise or a spontaneous thrill.
Gotcha.
So oftentimes this card represents planned celebrations, such as weddings, anniversaries, birthdays, you know, parties, whatever. They have their solemn side, but they also have a chance to feel the joy of living. So as for some reason, I feel like that end phrase right there, to feel the joy of living, for some reason, that kind of like resonated with me as your challenge.
Well, that's I was going to say. Now, I don't know if it's up to me to decipher it or if it's up to both of us collectively, but I always feel that I enjoy creating things and I enjoy doing things. Like when I was playing music, I love to play it. Doing podcasts, I love to record them and put them out. But I also feel like it is a challenge, though, for me to actually stop and enjoy what I'm doing because I usually work very hard at it and I don't necessarily reap a lot of the benefit of it because I'm always hard at work doing the actual activity. Would that be something maybe why that's a challenge for me?
I think so. And again, feeling the joy, for some reason, when I said those words, feel the joy of living, they kind of just, again, there was something there that really stuck out. And so, yeah, I feel like, you know, although you do enjoy it, you do enjoy it immensely and you're grateful for it. There's a part of you that you almost feel is restricted from other parts of your universe.
I have a certain feeling of kind of unworthiness. I don't know if that makes any sense, where it's like, sometimes I feel bad for like having good things happen to me. Cause I'm like such a people pleaser as well. I'm like, oh, well, you know, if I had a dollar, I should give it to somebody else to help them. Like I'm much more of like one of those people that like, if something good happens to me, sometimes I just really feel bad because it's not happening to somebody else. If that makes sense as well.
Yeah. Hold on. And so another key word with the Four of Wands is freedom, but not freedom in the sense of, you know, like not being in prison anymore, but because freedom can take many forms, it's more focused on the feeling that freedom brings. And so there's a key phrase associated with, or something key associated with this card that says, do not be afraid to claim the open vistas that are rightfully yours. So maybe I think that might be related to that, what you just said, is that you feel bad, right?
Yeah.
And this card is challenging you to not feel that way, to accept that these good things that are happening to you are happening to you for good reasons, and that you should absolutely claim that and accept that as your own.
Fair enough.
And not something that you should, you know, be worried about being humble about or letting it get to your head. Do you really, you know, that exhilarating feeling to not question that and to not doubt that, and certainly not to subdue that.
Wow.
To just revel in it. That's probably the best way to put it, to revel in that. Revel in that excitement and revel in that joy and delight of the good things that are going on for you.
Fantastic. I've been making notes of all these too, so
yeah.
I'm going to definitely do these things. But yeah, great. And then what's up next after the challenge?
So this is actually what we're already discussing, is the why. Why the challenge? And so this is an upside down card. I was just talking about, I knew that there was one or two upside down cards in there. And this is coincidentally also the third wand card that you pulled. This is unusual for me in a reading that you haven't pulled a card from any other suit. You have an ace of wands, a four of wands, and now trying to read Roman numerals upside down, you have a nine of wands.
And what does the nine of wands signify?
Perseverance. Stamina. So persisting, so on the subject of perseverance, now remember, this is why this challenge. So the challenge is you, I believe that the challenge is you not accepting that the good things you deserve, right? You deserve these really good things that are happening for you.
Yeah, that are just not being able to stop and smell the roses.
Yeah. So, and it could absolutely apply to both. And so this persevering part, seeing something through to the end is a key phrase with this card. Persisting despite setbacks, getting knocked down and standing up, showing stamina, continuing despite fatigue, holding fast, drawing on hidden reserves, keeping up the pace. Zenny, does this sound? Any of that sound like it could be? Does that make sense to you?
Well, yes. It makes sense to me because, I mean, I feel like if the reason why I'm being challenged is due to perseverance and continuing, kind of went back to the first thing I said, where a lot of times I am so wrapped up in pursuing the goal, whether it was music or the podcast or creating these things, that I don't really take the time to revel in any sort of success. I'm just constantly working at it. So if that is the reason why I'm being challenged, I feel like that would make sense, because I'm consistently persevering and not taking the time to reap the benefits.
There you go. I agree with you. I do. And so if it's being an upside down card, then when it's being a why the challenge, I feel like this is on its way out of your universe, you know. So you're getting the tail end of this right now. So this feeling of having to work so hard, or that you've had to work so hard, you're feeling it a little less. And again, it's starting to come to you now. What you've put out into your universe is starting to come back to you.
Well, that makes sense. I don't play music anymore, and that was like a huge stressful ordeal, especially towards the end. And that cloud has lifted. not to say that it was like a bad thing, but I'm just saying like the stress has lifted. Now I'm pursuing other projects from the comfort of my own altar here in the Smithsonian. So that always helps. I feel like a lot of stress, maybe that's the relief that that signifies, or the passing that that signifies.
Good. And so this is the spirit of this card, of the Nine of Wands, that this card tells you to keep going no matter what. That even if everything and everyone seems to be against you, to not give up. And within you are the hidden reserves. You need to prevail.
Fair enough. So, I will do just that. Guys, we're 3 for 3. So far, feel like it's weirdly, accurate to my life. So what is our fourth card?
Our fourth card is recent events. recent past. So on this, we've changed now. We don't have a wand. You actually have the Knight of Pentacles.
That is the Knight of, what was the suit?
Pentacles.
Tentacles.
Yeah. Star inside the circle.
Gotcha.
So when we pull up in tarot, the Knight, the King, the Queen, and the Page can represent a person, or they can represent a situation as a whole. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So it could be a specific person in your recent past, or it can be an overall situation. And when we pull up any one of these cards, the Knight, the King, the Queen, or the Page, these cards represent specifically what those types of people would have been like in medieval times. So what are some things that you think of when you hear the word, when you think of a knight?
Chivalry, bravery, maybe like a warrior or a fighter of some sort.
Yeah, exactly. And so the card itself represents all of those things just tailored to its suit. Does that make sense? So like you have, a King of Hearts, the King of Spades, same idea. So recent past, this card specifically, the Knight of Pentacles is like a bulldog, okay? Once he bites down, you can be sure he won't let go. So, and this actually kind of is directly in line with the card right above it, which is actually the Y card, the why you have a challenger now. But the Knight of Pentacles is in dogged pursuit of his goals. He's a hard worker, his tremendous stamina, there's that word again, and dedication. Every job is always completed down to the last detail. Careful and prudent, never wasteful. Knows the facts and is immune to false promises. So, again, this could be a specific person. This could be you, or this could be the situation. So, in reading, the Knight of Pentacles shows us that his cautious style is involved in the situation as, again, either an aspect of you, someone else, or an atmosphere in general. So now this is where I have to ask you, how do you feel this applies to you in your recent past?
Well, especially recently getting the show off the ground, maybe. It keeps coming back to the show because it's like that's been my new like passion. It's been my new dream. It's been my new goal. It's been my new, I'm trying to make it like my full-time job. So I wonder if that has to do with that, just being determined and, stopping at nothing. But I don't know. I don't want to give myself too much credit either. So, but maybe that's...
And you're doing it again. You're going right against what your challenge card told you not, it told you not to do that.
Okay.
It's to accept all of these great things and to be okay with it. Sean, if you work hard, and then you deserve these things, and that's okay. You need to accept that that's okay.
All right. Challenge accepted. Listeners, I deserve it.
You do. Okay. So interestingly enough, one question, I have a little cheat book by me, by the way, because I do not have all 78 cards memorized and their multiple meanings. But one of the questions posed by the Knight of Pentacles is, are you working too hard? Now, remember that challenge card as well when you said that, you know, what was that? The joy of living. What was that phrase again? You know what I'm saying, though?
Right. That, yeah, that I need to accept the joy of living.
Yes. And that you said, stop and smell the roses. Reap the benefits. These are things that you said. And so that's where this knight comes up as well. Hardworking, prudent, all of that great stuff, but balance is needed. And so, you know, are you working too hard? Is the atmosphere around you strict or just, you know, seems to be kind of one tunnel vision, I guess is a good way to put it. And so if that's the case, then it's time to bring balance back into your universe.
Okay.
And then that's the part of that challenge card too.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So those are all like perfectly aligned with each other. I don't think we can really push those subjects much more. So I'm going to move on. Okay.
Okay.
And we're going to move on to things that are going on right now in your world that are going to affect your not so distant future.
Okay. Okay.
And you actually, it's another Pentacles card, and it's the Page of Pentacles upside down. So again, remember the power of this card is just, it's not at its full power right now, either because it's waxing or waning. And again, the Page of Pentacles, the page in medieval times, you know, he was kind of like the go-fetch guy, right?
Right.
He was always there to, I mean, if you needed something, he'd go get it. If you needed to send a message, he would either receive it or give it out. And so the page in tarot represents a messenger. So something in your world right now, whatever's going on in the universe, there's some keywords we need to point out, and that's be practical, but also be prosperous. Be trusting and trustworthy. And I don't think that's an issue for you. But I think that there is that prosperous again.
Right.
So to be prosperous, you know, it's enrich yourself, go out and meet success, seek abundance, become secure, draw to you what you need, have an effect. So this is a good phrase too for you. Have an effect. So make your plans real, which is something that you've already done, really.
Right.
You know?
Manifesting.
Yeah, exactly. and so act on your dreams is another key phrase there. And I think that just was like nail hammer for you. You
know?
I knew that before you, because I talked to you before you started doing this show, and it was something that you wanted to do. It's always in your mind that you thought it'd be awesome to do. And, you know, and here you are doing it. So I think that, again, with this card being upside down, it's because it's already something you've experienced.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that. I can relate to that. I think you're right on that.
Yeah. So you're still, like, it's not completely dissipated out of the universe, but it's not as strong as it once was in the very beginning. And that's okay. So it's the Page of Pentacles is just a messenger bringing you opportunities for prosperity.
Okay.
Comfort, trust, and a chance to make your dreams real. And so the suggestion is when you see a chance, act on it. And I think that, you know, you're already doing that.
That's true. Success is where preparation, hard work, and opportunity meet. So I gotcha. So once the opportunity knocks, tell you what, I'm gonna open that door and just moonwalk right through it.
There you go.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So where do we go from here? So, what card are we on now?
We're on your not so distant future.
Okay.
And there's a new phrase that it's not in my mind right now, but you get the idea. This could be something within the next couple days or a couple weeks, right?
Right.
But this is just one stepping stone on the way to a final outcome. And it is another upside down card. And it's another pentacles card. This is killing me. Like, you drew three wands cards, and now we've done three pentacles cards.
I'm in the zone. I'm focused. Laser focused.
And keep in mind that there are 78 cards in this deck.
Right. Okay.
And only so many of each suit. So for you to pull, you know, anyway, a third of the suit, I think it's funny in a row. But so we have a five of pentacles now. And oddly enough, I also want to point out, you've only pulled minor arcana cards. And so everything that we've covered so far is not anything that's long lasting, right? This is all just part of the journey.
Okay.
So with that said, and again, it's an upside down card. The five of pentacles represents hard times. Okay. And I'm going to describe the card here. There's the two figures on the five of pentacles. It's a male and a female, and they appear to be cold, hungry, tired, sick, and poor. They show us what it feels like to be without, to lack the basic ingredients of life. So those of us who are more fortunate may not have experienced this extreme, but we still recognize suffering. That when we don't have what we want, that it hurts us, right?
Right.
And more so when we don't have what we need, it hurts us. When we pull the five of pentacles in readings, it really just represents lack, I guess is the right word for it. It represents a kind of lacking, whether it be health, strength, material needs, you know, economic setbacks, that it's just something is lacking and that times are just going to be a little bit harder than they currently are.
Okay. But it's upside down. So guess what? It might mean that the hard times are on their way out.
This is true. However, this card is in a future position.
Oh, snap.
So it means that it's still yet to come. And the thing is, though, this may not be specific to you. This could be someone that's close to you. Someone that you care about, someone that you know well. But their setbacks are going to directly affect you in some way. So, for example, you were talking about, and remember that your challenge is to be, you know, kind of be a part of the world, you know, be a part of the universe, to be able to enjoy it, not just enjoy it, but to actually be out in it. And a possibility of this, and for some reason I'm thinking that this is what this is that someone you know is going to go through something difficult, and it's going to be a challenge for you because you're going to need to step into their world somehow.
Okay. Okay.
And so it can also represent rejection or lack of acceptance, but I really don't think, again, this is particular. I don't think this card is particular to you. I think it's affecting your universe because, again, it's someone that's close to you. Okay.
Sure. I can see I can see it many ways. There's been a lot of times where I've stepped in to help others in need. Like I said, people pleaser, that kind of person, but I have been rejected by a woman or two in my time. So maybe it's something like that.
Remember, this is the future, so
hey, it has happened before, it might happen again, guys. It is unclear, you can never tell.
Brilliant.
So the
idea though that we're meant to enjoy abundance in all areas of life, and that sometimes we forget that this is our birthright. So whenever you experience a hardship, understand that it's only temporary.
It's all part of the plan. It's all part of the whole experience of life. You gotta have the hardship to appreciate the abundance.
You do. Well, and I don't know how many times I said this phrase, but I said that this card is just a stepping stone.
That's true.
So this is just, you know, to expect your world to progress without challenges or setbacks would be ridiculous, right?
Yeah, that'd be pretty unrealistic, yeah. That's for sure.
Yeah. So again, it may be a hardship for you coming in the future, but again, that's not what I feel. I feel like it's someone that you care about, but that you're actually going to have the means, the capability, the strength and determination to help them through it. And those key phrases, those key words right there, if this does come true, by the way, and someone that you do care about is going through something difficult, I want you to remember these words, that to know that it is only temporary. So that way, if it does happen, I want you to say those words to that person specifically, okay?
Okay.
That whenever you experience hardship, know that it is only temporary. Okay?
I wrote it down and I underlined it.
Perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So that is our parts of our Celtic cross. And that's, again, that's Sean and his world around him.
Okay. Now, where do we go from here?
We go into the staff, but I first have to ask, do you have any questions about what we've covered?
Not really. I feel like the only one that kind of threw me for a loop was that last one. It's the future. Of course, it's unclear. It's the future. It hasn't happened yet. But I feel like all the other ones are pretty, I mean, honestly, Wildlings listeners, what do you think? To me, it seems very accurate, of course, because you're reading my life. For me, pretty accurate. And a lot of things I feel like I touched on before the cards even got flipped over, maybe discussing it before, you know, the next card was flipped. So, interesting.
Very true. What a little world we live in.
I know, it's crazy. I'm super intrigued now that I've gotten the Celtic cross. I'm curious about the staff.
Okay, so this is set apart from your world currently because the staff is more of the forward motion. This is working towards an outcome. Okay, and so again, at the base of our staff is your emotional state. Which a lot of people are, you know, they really don't like that word emotional.
Sure.
But nothing to be afraid of, I promise. And so we pulled another page and we're back in the wand suit.
Okay. Back in the wands. Feeling pretty confident with the wands here.
Yeah. Well, you've only, how many cards? Three. I'm counting seven cards. And you've only pulled two suits. So I feel like at the end of this, if we continue on this pattern, we're going to go back and look specifically at characteristics of the wands and the pentacles.
Gotcha.
Just for more clarity. But anyway, so our page of wands is creativity, enthusiasm, confident, and courageous. And we've already literally said all those same words.
Very true. So what's the difference between the page and the ace? Per se.
What's the difference between the page and the what? I couldn't hear you.
The reason why I said it is because you had the Ace of Wands, correct? That was the very first one where it was my current state. And then this is more my emotional state. So this is just kind of reiterating, I guess, our previous current state.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Which is, and so... It does seem redundant, but I'm gonna point out specifically why it's important that we notice that these two cards are very similar. Okay. Because some people in their current state may actually be very unhappy about it.
Okay.
So in their current state may actually be an abundant place. They may be wealthy and seemingly happy. They may have kids or a family, right?
Right.
But in their emotional state is troubled.
Gotcha.
So for your current state and your emotional state to actually coincide is a very good thing. It shows that what's happening to you right now in your world, you're actually attuned to that. And that you're actually experiencing it without any contradiction. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. Yes.
Yes. And so because this is a Page of Wands, again, with the messenger, and the Page of Wands really focuses in on passion and really just, you know, like a real chance to experience, again, those creativity and courage, charm and inspiration, but that either something within you has kind of recently or is still happening, you're learning more about yourself in this sense.
Gotcha.
Right? And now you're actually acting on it, but you're actually becoming more aware of your creative side, or that you have this courage that maybe you didn't realize you had before, or you kind of knew and you didn't really act on it.
Well, I feel like maybe I am the Page of Wands because I am delivering the message through this podcast, you know, delivering my creativity, my passions, throwing it out there into the ether for everybody to hear. Maybe that's a representation of that.
And I would agree with you, actually.
There you go.
Look
at me. Enough, right? I'm nailing this.
You are. And okay, so our next card is Outside Influences, and it's another pentacle.
Surprise, surprise.
And it's another ace. So outside of you, outside of your control, prosperity, practicality, and trust, and material force. So, and all of the pentacles suit are going to sound very similar because they're of the same suit.
Gotcha.
But this card specifically, and it is upside down, and I feel like this card, Outside Influences, upside down, is actually coming into your life. So you're not, you haven't fully experienced this yet. And so what this card wants you to do is to examine your life and see all of that, that great energy that's around you, to see how that it can, how it can work for you. Now, you brought up something earlier that I'm gonna bring up again, and it's that you didn't feel like you deserved it, or
right.
What were the words that you used? It's like, right? That's kind of what you said.
Sometimes I feel unworthy of the good things that happen to me, yes.
There it is. And so one thing I love most about metaphysics is that it encourages us to want the best for ourselves. If you look at other religions and other practices and beliefs, they want you to be humble, right? You shouldn't want wealth for yourself. You shouldn't want riches for yourself. You shouldn't want good fortune for yourself because it's selfish, you know? Now, metaphysics looks at it a little differently. It says, well, if you want these things for someone you love, why wouldn't you want them for yourself? It makes no sense.
Right.
So, and that's where manifestation comes into play, is that you should want the best for yourself. You should. And you shouldn't feel guilty about it. You shouldn't have anyone telling you to feel guilty about it. You should want great things for your world. Because when you have great things in your world, you can then put great things back out into it. Does that make, you know, that makes sense, right?
Yes, that does make sense.
You can't take care of people if you aren't taking care of yourself. And so that's something that metaphysics in all practices really wants us to remember, that the universe wants good things for us, and we should be accepting of that. Why turn down such a great gift? You know?
Right.
The universe wants to give you so many good things. Don't turn them down. Don't turn them away. And so with this outside source of yours, again, these are outside influences. There's more great things trying to get into your universe. And part of your challenge is to start enjoying that. And once you start doing that, I think the Ace of Pentacles is going to really come into play. And you're going to see the good things you've already had multiply.
Sure. Or, you know, another thing that I was kind of thinking of to maybe put that card into practical use, but you know, all my guests are people that, you know, all my guests on the show, of course, people tune in to hear the guests and all that good sort of thing, but networking with these people and bringing, you know, bigger or more interesting or different types of guests onto the show, maybe that's something that I'll, my outside influences are those around me that I'm networking with, meeting, hanging out with, and getting them to come on the show, which gives me great pleasure in abundance, you know, when people listen to it.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right.
You know,
I think you're absolutely right.
All right.
Awesome. And for, you know, for your guests on the show, and even for your listeners, they're not, you know, they're giving something to you and you're giving something to them, right?
Right.
Yeah. And so that's that energy. And energy is literally in everything, and it's wonderful. And so that's where this pentacles really comes into play, and especially this eighth upside down for you is these outside sources of yours that have this really positive stuff to add to your life. So go ahead and accept that. Accept that you deserve it, okay?
Fantastic.
I'm telling you right now.
Perfect. So yeah, Jennifer Lawrence, if you're listening, you're the most popular Louisville native ever, and I want to have you on the show. So come on onto the show. Jennifer Lawrence, come on to the show. It's going to happen. I've manifested it.
About manifestation.
It's in my. She's on my manifestation board, guys. I keep it right by my bed at night. Anyway, so yes, okay, so where do we go from there? Okay, so I got my emotional state. I've got my outside influence. What else is part of the staff?
And now we're at hopes and fears. What are our last two cards? And so hopes and fears, and another upside down card, and your first major arcana card, interestingly enough. Oh, and how funny is this? It's actually the High Priestess card.
Oh, well, there you go. The High Priestess card. What does that mean for my hopes and fears?
Your hopes and fears. So it could be just a hope, could be just a fear, could be both. I don't know. I just keep laughing because it's my card, like it's me.
That's it. Maybe that's what I am totally afraid of. I'm hopeful you'll give me a good reading, and I'm fearful that it'll just be a bunch of death.
See, there you go. All death.
Yes.
So, actually, this is probably my favorite card out of your whole reading so far.
Okay.
It is an upside down High Priestess. So, and this 100% is just beginning in your world, and it's just starting with this tarot reading. So this is pretty cool because the High Priestess is the guardian of the unconscious. Oh, how looming does that sound?
Yeah. I'm trying to put the pieces together in my head.
So this is a hope for you. This is nowhere near a fear. This is absolutely a hope for you. So the High Priestess contains within herself the secret of all realms and offers a silent invitation. So this was, again, and you haven't had a tarot card. You haven't had your runes or any tea leaves read, right?
No, I never have.
So this is your first foray into metaphysics. But this is something that you have been fascinated by. You've been interested in. And you've said that many times,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
And so this is a hope for you. And it may be a hope that it wasn't so obvious before, but now that we've pulled this card, it's going to become more obvious. But this is a hope that you become more involved in this type of stuff.
Okay.
I keep using the word metaphysics because it's all encompassing. But that hopefully this, I think you're hoping that this kind of opens the door for you.
Well, I'm always seeking knowledge, always. And I've always had a fascination for the esoteric or the forgotten practices or just other things, other philosophies, other religions, other, a lot of things. I've got a really big fascination with it, and I am always reading about it or reading up on it or that sort of thing. So that seems pretty darn accurate to me because I am always on the hunt to gain more knowledge when it comes to this sort of thing.
Good. And that's a very good thing. I do want to point out something, though. You mentioned philosophies, right?
Yes.
And understand that philosophies are man-made.
That's true.
Religions are man-made.
Right.
Ideologies are all man-made. And the empress, the high priestess, not the empress, the high priestess represents beyond that.
Gotcha. So it's
so
like
beyond these,
I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you there, but I'm just trying to make sure it's like, well, I'm always trying to seek my oneness with the universe on that, being a part of the universe, manifesting from the universe, throwing things into the ether. You've probably heard me say these sorts of things. But yeah, I was just going to say maybe it represents my thirst for knowledge, but also I guess maybe you're right. It represents my thirst of belonging or wanting to belong or wanting to know, you know, the universe and how it works and all that good sort of thing. Unlocking the mysteries of the universe.
That's a huge challenge right there.
That's true. But she's on her way. Okay. We saw it. Maybe a door will open for me.
Yeah. And it's something deeper than that. It's the reasons why a pregnant mother can feel the emotion of an unborn child. These are the things that go beyond ideologies or philosophies or really just knowledge. Because what is that? You know, is there scientific reasoning behind that? Why you feel, if someone you know and care for has passed, how you still feel their presence sometimes, or you still feel their love.
Right.
What is that? This is what the high priestess is talking about. It's beyond that. It's beyond an idea. It's beyond written word. It's the things that are truly mystery and truly inexplicable, but we accept as part of our universe. And so I think that, and I'm sensing that's also a little bit of a fear for you, that although you're interested in these things, you still really like to focus on facts. You like to focus on the research part of it and the answers. And that something, the whole concept of something being unknown, it frightens you in a sense.
That's true.
And so that's why you're constantly searching for those answers, and that you want to figure out the mysteries of the world because you are kind of afraid of it just simply being a mystery.
That's true. Also, to make a step back, I don't know if this will have anything to do with it, but you were talking about, when someone passes, yet you still feel them. I actually, not to get too deep into it, and I won't get too deep into it, but I do feel a deep psychic connection with a relative that has passed away. So I don't know if that has anything to do with it or not. I don't know if I've ever told you about that, maybe in our previous discussions that we've had. But yeah, I actually do have a deep connection still, spiritual, I guess, or I don't know, electrical. I don't know what you would, but a connection with a relative that did pass away.
And it's all of those things, the spiritual and all those words you described, because it's something that you can only describe. No one can describe it for you. And there it is. I think it's both a hope and a fear, but not negative in any way. And I think I think that, you know, this high priestess that's tied down, should be a sign for you to start accepting that some things in the world are still mysteries, and that's just how they're meant to be, and that's what makes them so magical. This connection you have, there's not going to ever be an answer for it, and that's okay. And just accept that it's a wonderful thing regardless.
Gotcha. Man, that card was deep. That hit me. It's changed my whole emotional state right now. I don't know. My mind's blown on that one.
After the show, I encourage you to go look at, go on Google and look at the imagery of these cards, and specifically look at this High Priestess card and kind of break down what you see. Because not only is it a beautiful card, but there's so much more meaning in the art of the card itself. And I think you're going to get a lot more out of this card by looking at it than when anything that I can tell you.
Okay. Gotcha. I will do that. And you know what? I'm sure there's a link somewhere. I'm going to put it in all the show notes. So listeners, if you want to see these cards, check it out. I'll find a link, a website, something that has these represented. And that way you can follow along at home. You can play the home game of the tarot, of the Sean versus Wild tarot reading. And
I'm not doing that, however.
M, as we're winding down, we've got one card left.
We do. And I do want to stop and say that, I am sorry for that loss of yours, because it was someone that was close to you.
That's true.
And that's someone that you just cared about. And that person didn't, it was sudden for you. It wasn't very expected. And you still haven't come to fully accept that loss. So, I wish you the best of luck with that. And we're going to go on to the next card.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
No problem. Okay. Your outcome card is the first card out of the normal suit that you've been choosing. So that is interesting. Yeah, it's neither a pentacle nor a wand. It is actually a king, the King of Cups. And so when I talked about the page and the knight, everything that you envision a king to be is everything that the King of Cups is, wise and diplomatic, caring and tolerant. Now, we think of good kings. More often than not, you think of kings and you think of all the bad ones.
That's true. But I think, I can see myself as, like, a King Richard. That's the good one, right? And John was Yes, gotcha.
And the lion heart. Yes, and that's really what made him a very beloved king, is because he was actually a very just, very diplomatic king. So this king specifically, this is our outcome card. So this is really saying that if everything kind of continues on the path that it's going, this is an outcome for you, okay?
Okay.
So our king is wise and understanding, with a deep knowledge of the world that comes from the heart. The King of Cups is a teacher and a way shower who guides his students with loving attention. He cares about others sincerely and always responds to their needs with compassion. He heals with a gentle touch and quiet word. He is calm and relaxed in all situations, seeming to know intuitively what is called for at any moment. So, here's some key words here. So the King of Cups asks you to take the kinds of actions that he might take. So responding calmly in a crisis. So remember, we go back to that upside down Five of Pentacles, where I got that sensation that somebody close to you might be going through a hardship.
Right.
Right. And then I said that you, with all these wonderful things going on in your world, you might have to step into that person's universe and help out. Reiterating right there, responding calmly in a crisis, so maybe not even a crisis, but reaching out to help.
Right.
It's right there, right in front of you. Reaching out to help represents a man or a woman who acts as he does, or just a general atmosphere of caring, tolerance, and understanding. So in the reading, in this reading, and specifically, the King of Cups is telling you that his special energy has meaning for you. So let yourself be inspired by this king in whatever form he appears in your life.
Wow. That's a heavy card to end with, ending on a very high note. And the King of Cups, boy, I can consider myself the King of Cups as I am drinking a cup of Pabst Blue Ribbon right now, as we speak. So, you know what I'm saying? So maybe the outcome of this is, Sean, the wild man, you will be stern but fair, noble and just, and also enjoy a cold bev every once in a while. You are the king of cold bevs, Sean. Well, this has been crazy for me. A lot of telling signs, corresponding cards to my actual feelings and thoughts and emotions and things that went on and things that are going to go on. And I've never had my tarot done before. And like I said, I've always been interested in it. And I find it strange how just accurate to my personal experience it was. Not strange, but I find it rewarding, I guess I should say. You know, like, it is rewarding to me that it is so much like, you know, it's so telling of my actual experience.
It's pretty neat, isn't it? 78 colors, and this is, and you know, you could have pulled relationship stuff, you could have pulled all money, but out of 78 cards, this is the 10 that you chose.
I didn't pull any death, guys. We nailed it.
It's real. It works.
That's awesome. Yeah. And I mean, I'm super stoked. I think that the Wands suits me, the Pentacles as well. And then the fact that the only two cards that I pulled outside of that, King of Cups and High Priestess. That's deep.
Yeah.
It's big.
Oh, hey, that's you.
That could be you. That could be me.
That is you. You King of Cups, me High Priestess. I totally sounded like Tarzan.
Dude, that is wacky, guys. But you know what? I can see that. I'm the King of Cups, Sean versus Wild here with my cup of Pabst Ribbon, and then M, the High Priestess herself. And guys, that's been my tarot reading. That's going to be it for my special Halloween episode. But before we go here, as we are winding down into the home stretch, M, first of all, thank you very much again for doing And you've blown my mind. You've probably blown the listeners' minds. And guys, if you want your own one-on-one reading with M, her business is called High Priestess, just as we mentioned on the podcast. And there will be a link in the show notes to her Facebook. You can book your own appointment. If you're in the middle of Middle America, you can go see M in the flesh. And for everyone else here, you do what? Phone, Skype, Facebook Messenger. Is there any kind of reading you don't do? Snapchat?
Nope, I do it all.
There you go. And you can have your own reading done. So just go to the High Priestess Facebook and click book your appointment. And it's as easy as that, guys. It's 2017. It's about to be 2018. You should know how to use technology by now, bro. I'm just saying. So, Em, is there any message that you would like to give out to all the listeners? You've been a wonderful guest, and you've been a wonderful conduit into which the universe that I have channeled has went through you and into the cards. Me and the Wildlings made that happen. Do you have any words out there for anyone listening?
Just thank you, and continue to put out amazing, wonderful energy into the world, and you will see a difference.
You heard it first.
That's it.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Have a happy and safe Halloween, boys and ghouls. And don't forget to watch Halloween Town and Hocus Pocus. And eat a lot of candy. Em, what's your favorite trick-or-treat candy?
Candy corn.
candy corn. That is
That is a Halloween candy.
Oh, guys, she didn't say Reese's pumpkins, but we'll forgive her for that. Candy corn, you heard it. All right, guys, thanks so much for tuning in. This has been the Sean vs. Wild podcast.